Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, in case you missed it the first time, and maybe you've heard it before, I know some others have been buzzing about it. I know Linnell did something on it yesterday. I haven't had a chance because of everything else. I try and do this show how I think you guys want it, and we're not, like, overly reliant on sound because a lot of times you just don't know whether people are actually speaking the truth. So why spend a lot of time on something that may not be real? But occasionally, there's an opinion and analysis out there that is interesting and intriguing and is part of a hot-button topic that I think accentuates or at least presents one side of the argument, and then we can build an argument around it or off of it or against it. So Mina Kimes of ESPN earlier this week said this in a, back and forth with Dan Orlovsky about Jaden Daniels. So listen up.
Yeah, my concern for this, Dan, to your point, is more about Jaden Daniels' career. He has to take less contact. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, he leads all quarterbacks in QB contact, 29, both as a passer, QB hits, scrambling. And you can say, well, he played two difficult defenses. The Packers' defense looks amazing. He led all quarterbacks in QB contact last year. He led all quarterbacks in scramble rate last year. It's just not sustainable. And he is a quarterback who can win from the pocket. And he can be a part of that designed run game without it being the bulk of it the way it has been, frankly, through much of the season. So I think there's got to be some tough conversations with Daniels about his style of play with an eye towards his continued longevity because he is too special to absorb this much contact.
All right. So I don't think she said anything really wrong there. With the exception of the way people interpret it is they need to revolutionize how he plays. They need to completely change how he plays. I don't think she's saying that. I think she's basically saying, look, they need to tweak. They need to adjust. They need to talk to Jaden. And that's exactly what anybody should be thinking right now. The Baltimore Ravens lost Lamar Jackson for 6 games 1 year, and then 7 games, including a playoff game, the next year, at the end of 2 consecutive seasons. Did they do anything other than hire a new offensive coordinator and make Lamar Jackson a better pocket passer? Did they tell him, hey man, don't run? Nope. Not a once. Hey, man, don't be you. Not a once. They never did. And neither should the Commanders. But here's what we need. Hey, Jaden, buddy, can't have you taking open field shots looking back for Micah Parsons. Can't have you do that. Can't have you get flipped after getting torpedoed on your knee. Can't have you do that. In the open field, you need to slide down. If you see anybody in your periphery, you need to slide down. Now, you could say, well, again, part of that makes him special. Yes, part of that makes him special. Remember the preseason game against the Bengals? The one drive that he played? How he went in between like a Bermuda Triangle of Bengals defenders inside the 5-yard line? And scored, And everybody's like, why didn't they hit him? Why didn't they decapitate him? Why didn't they take him out? The point is, they could have. I need Jaden Daniels to be less of a tough guy. Yes, I'm saying that. I need my quarterback to be more conservative. Not politically. More conservative, less tough guy. I need him to be smarter. Not brain smarter, football IQ smarter. I don't want anybody accusing me of anything. This is football IQ. This is how do I preserve my body in almost any way that I can, reasonably. And even then, I'm still at risk. And even then, injuries are likely still to happen. But you know what I can't do? I can't do the two things I did on Thursday night. Get dragged down in a pile so that my ankle twists and bends with five and change left to go. And I can't take a torpedo shot to my knee in the open field because I'm looking back at Micah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what needs to happen here, people. Not, hey, man, we need you to only be from the pocket. We need you to be stationary. We need you to be the Chrysler Building. No, no, no. If that's what we're talking about, that's not the right thing to do. Again, the Ravens never did that with Lamar Jackson. The Bills have never done that with Josh Allen. The Chiefs have never done that with Patrick Mahomes. Be smarter. Less tougher. I love that he wants to compete and that he's a warrior and that he's a bulldog. I play on the game on the line, Baker Mayfield style. I mean, listen, you don't love some of that, but man, Baker Mayfield did it. And he got down as soon as he felt trouble. Sometimes you're going to miss something. I understand that also happens. But the point being is, don't change, adjust. There's a difference between changing and adjusting. Changing to me is completely changing. Flipping the script. Adjusting is manipulating. It's bending. It's doing things slightly differently. That's what that is. 301-230-0980. Your calls right here, right now. Let's get to, let's go to Reggie in D.C. on line one. Let's get Reggie in here, and then we'll take a timeout and come on back. What's up, Reggie? How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Reggie?
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
I don't remember this. When they was up in the air with Jaden's injury, that he did the press conferences, right? Didn't he do his normal spots throughout the week?
You mean the Bears week?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yes, I believe he did, but I would have to go back and check. Is your point that because Mariota is doing it today?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, listen, whether he did or he didn't last year, and I think he did is the answer,
yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, clearly that was another sign today. You know, with Mariota speaking and them announcing that they don't have a plan for him to play now. Does it mean definitively? No, because I've seen other games being played with that and all that stuff. But I took it as I think you took it, which is Mariota's going to play.
Yeah. Okay, now, get to, I'm sorry, because again, it just threw me off when I happened to be researching
right.
YouTube and
right.
for my content. Now, this is my thing. You can't stop a player who's been playing the same way his entire life and have him adjust. It means a player, leave it on a player. Now, and Rooster, I'm going to imagine you went back and watched the game.
Oh, yeah.
He only ran the ball 12 times.
Yeah.
Run, I mean, get now. So I'm going to put the onus on the organization, mm-hmm. our play caller,
mm-hmm.
and give us a more balanced attack. Because, again,
yes.
now you're looking
correct.
At it. And again, like, Micah Parsons freaking beat Connolly so fast, by the time Jaden had the ball, he had to turn around and run. So on that play that he got, you know, torpedoed, again, that fluke play. But when you look at quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, hurt in the pocket 3 years. Patrick Mahomes, when he hurt his ankle, hurt in the pocket. Every quarterback, unfortunately, you can go down the list. Maybe Josh Allen, because just how the physical nature of how big he is. But for the most part, quarterbacks are going to get injured. You know, if they're going to get injured, pretty much. The thing that, again, I'm looking at, I can't. Jaden has been playing this way probably since Pop Warner. So I can't try to ingrain something that's been in him since he was a youth. To nail, hey, do less. No. However, what I can do, again, as a play caller, is maybe have a 65-35, a 60-40 run to pass play call ratio versus allowing my young quarterback to throw the ball freaking 40 something times and take it. And then remember, Rooster, and I'm pretty sure you looked at the box score, Jaden ran 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we only really ran the ball, I think, 12 times.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't put your star quarterback
well, to,
who is
to,
a
yeah, to
threat.
Your point, Reggie, which is an excellent point and correct, is they didn't do the things that they needed to do to make adjustments in-game, and whether that's because it was a short week, whether it's because they have too much respect for the Packers, whether it's because they didn't think it was going to work, the bottom line is nothing that they tried and supposedly planned actually worked. And if that was the plan, if that was what they cooked up, then I've got serious questions about what the hell went through your head thinking that that was a smart plan to not run the football, to your point, to not get the ball out in 2.25 seconds or less. Like, this is the problem. And we can sit here and hash and rehash and whatever, but now the starting quarterback's lost because the kid is so tough. He's trying to make a play in open field. He's feeling ghosts. He's feeling Micah Parsons chasing him down, and he doesn't see the torpedo shot coming. But maybe if they would have run the ball legitimately, maybe if they would have actually tried more than just a running back check down screen, which they tried, and he missed on a few of them, and Eckler caught a few of them, maybe if they would have tried something different that they did not try, we wouldn't be in this position to begin with. Thank you, Reg. Appreciate it. Good call. Let you run on that. Time for a quick break. Don't worry, we don't have commercials around here. 301-230-0980. Back in a flash on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.